Being neurodivergent means that you're statistically more likely to have a diagnosable mental health issue, especially anxiety or depression. Now, no, I'm saying statistically more likely, not that you will or that it's a predeterminate, okay? But why is that? Well, there isn't one specific cause, rather a range of contributory factors. Firstly, we know the world is more set up for neurotypical people, so neurodivergent people are more likely to have negative experiences. They are also more likely to be on the receiving ends of negative attitudes from others. Too many people don't understand the concept of a hidden disability. If they can't see it or understand it, then it means, oh, they're just choosing to be that way. That in turn affects self-esteem. And I'm always talking about the negative impact of low self-esteem on our mental health. There's also the fact that being neurodivergent means that your brain is wired differently and you're likely to experience the world differently. Being neurodivergent also often comes with higher sensitivity, higher senses, which can be really tiring in a loud, smelly, bright world. It may also mean that you aren't always aware of your emotions until they've built up to bursting point. Relationships can be difficult at the best of times, but trying to understand the unspoken rules or the expectations of someone who is neurotypical can be difficult. Many neurodivergent people do what is called masking. Now, neurotypical people will have times where they pretend everything is okay when it isn't. But for neurodivergent people, masking can often be the only way they feel they fit in. Now, masking is where you learn and perform appropriate behaviours, suppress your natural behaviours in order to fit into the environment. Now, the masking drops whenever somebody's in a comfortable environment or you're just too tired to keep doing it. And many people don't realise how tiring having an invisible disability is. Extra effort, even though it's not physical, is super tiring. And of course, when you're fatigued, your resilience is lower and you're leading to easier distress and ruminative negative thinking, therefore the higher risk of a mental health issue. There's also the possibility that being neurodivergent means that treatment and support for your mental health isn't as readily available. So early intervention is less likely, and distress behaviours may be misinterpreted as part of, oh, that's just them being neurodivergent, there's nothing wrong. So what can you do? Well, look, we as a society need to get better at breaking down stigmas and promoting understanding. We need tailored mental health services, easily accessible. We need to promote self-advocacy, empower and involve neurodivergent people in the workplace, the home, clubs, groups, and so on. We need to celebrate neurodivergence and recognise the strengths and contributions of neurodivergent people. But what can you do to manage your mental health on a personal basis? Well, actually, it's good to use the same methods as neurotypical people with mental health. And one of the most successful ways is using cognitive behavioural therapy. You can use all the self-help resources on this platform as they are CBT based and suitable for neurodivergent people as well as neurotypical, particularly those relating to anxiety, managing criticism and setting boundaries. What I want you to do first, though, is to review your perspective on your neurodivergent brain. Do you view it as faulty or a bad thing? Being self-aware of your challenges and your strengths can greatly help with your mental health. The accompanying sheet is designed to help you begin this process. Perhaps it's something you've done before, but you need reminding. Perhaps you've never considered it before. Don't view your challenges as faults. Everyone has things they are good at and things they aren't so good at. And it's also important to remember that you are no less lovable or worthy because you are neurodivergent. And that can be hard when you're in a society that caters for the neurotypical. The attached worksheet asks you to think about the strengths and challenges of your neurodivergent brain. How can you adapt your life to play to your strengths and reduce or navigate the challenges? It's also designed to give you simple problem-solving technique that you can use whenever you meet a challenge or have a problem, so you don't go into sort of, oh no, mindset. Now, you may look at the sheet and think, well, that's ridiculously simple. That's not going to help. But actually, CBT isn't rocket science. It's designed to challenge your negative thoughts, question you, and help you develop and maintain a positive outlook on life. After completing the worksheet, look at what other resources could help you and work at them next. It may be that you need help with something that isn't listed. Let me know and we'll provide one for you. Finally, thank you for being neurodiverse. It would be so boring if everyone was neurotypical. And neurodiverse and neurodivergent people have changed the world for the better, even just by being there. Thank you for listening, and remember, you're amazing.